We are Cambridge 105.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas.
It's 5:32, and a bit of luck, we'll now do the Pub of the Month with Dom. Hello.
Hello, Julian. Very Merry Christmas. Am I allowed to say that yet?
I think you are, yeah. We kind of declared it Christmas here, I think Tuesday or Wednesday, which is when the decorations went up.
Yeah, I can see the decorations. Very, very well decorated studio.
Yes, we're very pleased with this.
Yep. So, Pub of the Month, and we're going to four pubs this month. Gone for some older ones and one newer one. So someone looking for a bit of Christmas tradition, we've got the Pickerel on Magdalen Street. Also on Magdalen Street, the Mitre. Maybe it's Brig Street by that point, but one of them. Castle Inn on Castle Street, and then the Snug on East Road.
I have only been in one of those.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
It's not the one nearest to me either.
No, okay.
So I'll tell you when we get there.
Okay.
And so let's do a couple, play a song, and then we'll do a couple more.
Sounds like a good idea.
Start with the Pickerel, was that? Actually,
yes.
I've never heard of that one.
No, you've probably walked past it a million times and not known it's there. So this is almost directly opposite Magdalen College. And it's sort of next to a whole load of little shops and... You basically wouldn't... very easy to walk past and completely ignore it. But it's a nice wattle and daub building. Apparently the pub was established in 1608 and it still maintains an authentically old-looking architecture. It's got the exposed wooden beams and wooden floor. And it's really nicely decorated, actually. At first, when you first go in, it looks really, really tiny. But actually, once you work out the slightly odd arrangement, but once you work out how to get through... The bar area does actually extend quite a long way back. It's still not large, though, and it can get quite busy. They've got 7 hand pumps in there and lots of seasonal ales at the moment, as you might expect. When I were in there, it was mainly students drinking, and then there were a few older people eating. One barman, but he was giving really quick service. So, really nice little establishment. Don't do many events, although they did have a charity Christmas quiz a couple of days ago. So, but that's basically the only thing in their calendar
that's
for the moment.
That's a nice thing to do, I guess, around Christmas
exactly,
time anyway.
Yes. So, 5 out of 5 for the deco, as I say, it's a lovely building. 3 out of 5 for the staff, 5 out of 5 for the beer, 7 hand pumps. And community and events, I had to give it 3 out of 5, so that's 16 out of 20. Very respectable score
okay,
for them.
Not bad at all.
So moving on, a little bit to the north, up Castle Street, the Castle Inn, which you may well know. This is an Adnams pub. It's large with a big beer garden at the back. It's obviously old, but unlike the Pickerel, they haven't actually attempted to keep the old style of it. So they've done things like give it turquoise painted wood panels,
ooh,
which it looks rather like our studio, actually. It doesn't quite
only
work.
More tasteful,
except, yeah, and not made out of carpet. But anyway, so it does have a nice real roaring fire though, which is always nice at this time of year. As I say, it's an Adnams pub, and very clearly so there are actually 9 hand pumps, but all but one were Adnams beers, which is actually very unusual to see a brewery-owned pub actually have that much of a dominance of their own brewery. And that lack of choice is why I haven't given them 5 out of 5 for the beer.
So that lack of choice is not because people are demanding Adnams beers in that pub, you think? It's because that's what they've decided they're going to give?
Well, the pub is owned by Adnams, and this is their showcase, if you like.
Yeah.
3 staff on, and it was quite busy, but the service was fairly quick. It does cater for everyone, and there's a strong emphasis on food, as you quite often get these days. So 3 out of 5 for the decor, 5 out of 5 for the staff, 4 out of 5 for the beer. As I say, 9 hand pumps, I wouldn't normally do that, but just one brewery plus one guest. And 3 out of 5 for the community. So that's 15 out of 20.
Okay, so 2 more to come. We will take a break for a piece of music, which curiously isn't on our Christmas list. It's Winter Wonderland, though, from Phantom Planet.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sign, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Every generation is part.
Phantom Planet and the Winter Wonderland. We are halfway through our pub of the month, and Dom has another two to offer to us.
I do, and we're staying in the same area of town and going to the Mitre this time. So this is a really, really light, nice roomy establishment, decorated as a Victorian bar. Now, it was established in 1873, and it looks very much the part. Nice roaring fire. If I say silver and gold wallpaper, it's going to make it sound really, really bad, but it's done in a tasteful way.
Well, compared to the last one, it sounds brilliant.
And, you know, I really don't think it's changed that much. It's certainly in keeping with the Victorian theme. Apparently, there used to be two inns on the site, but when the railway took the trade away from the river, it left only one of them. The Cock and Magpie, it was then called, which then became the Mitre.
Oh, well,
so,
I never.
Little bit of history.
The railway is also held responsible for so many different things.
Yes, exactly. Particularly, it's quite a way away from the river in Cambridge's case.
That's because the university people didn't want their students be sullied with all the evil women who would come up from London and distract them.
Oh, is that so? I heard it was soot, but okay, fair enough. Anyway, carrying on with the pub, anyway, there's a separate dining room here. It was very, very quiet, and every time I go past it, it seems to be very quiet in there, just a few older gentlemen in there. They've got four hand pumps, when I went in there, there was absolutely no barman at all. And after about a minute of waiting at the bar, which is actually a surprisingly long time, one did appear. He did apologise profusely, and then about 10 minutes later, another one appeared. So I've got no idea what was going on in their back room, but something was obviously more important than customers.
You wait forever, they all come along at once, just like London buses.
More or less. Anyway, 5 out of 5 for decor, 2 out of 5 for the staff after that fiasco, 3 out of 5 for the beer, and 2 out of 5 for community. As I say, it's not very well frequented as far as I can make out, so 12 out of 20 for them.
Oh dear, so one more.
One more, and a complete change of scene. We're going from beer-based pubs to cocktail-based pubs, and we're going from the Victorian to the modern. So this, as a complete contrast, this is a modern, it was set up in 2005.
Name of the pub?
The Snug on East Road. Sorry, completely forgot to mention that one. It's a cocktail bar on East Road, so I say. Big stainless steel bar, as you'd expect, with lots and lots of bottles behind it. They can basically make any cocktail you would like. Red walls, sofas, mood lighting. It's very, very modern. Now, there were two staff in it. Again, here, I had a slight problem with the staff. One of them wasn't actually doing anything. He later turned out to be a trainee. But seeing as when I went up to the bar, the other one was actually busy making a mixer, it meant that my simple request for a beer didn't actually get action very quickly. Anyway.
You didn't ask for like a Singapore sling or anything like that?
I didn't, no. I was just after a beer.
Okay.
And talking of which, they also don't have anything on either their two hand pumps at the moment, or at least they didn't as of a couple nights ago. So it's purely lager on tap at the moment. But very popular with students, having said that, just over the road from Anglia Ruskin. It's also, of course, as you'd expect from a cocktail bar, quite expensive. So do be aware of that. The good news, though, is that they have a 2-for-1 happy hour on their favourite cocktails. Now, this happy hour is from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Which is not the normal definition of an hour, but
no, I think there's something a bit up with the arithmetic on that one. But it's to our benefit, so who's complaining?
Exactly, yes. They've also, if you haven't got anywhere to go for New Year's Eve, they are holding a ticket-free New Year's party, so you can just turn up, apparently.
Oh, okay, make a note of that. Right, presumably it's not the happy hour on then, though.
No, I don't think so, no. 4 out of 5 for the decor, 3 out of 5 for the staff, 2 out of 5 for the beer, and 4 out of 5 for community events. They do actually do some events. If you've got know our workers, occasionally for work functions, booked out the place, and you actually have cocktail training, which is a very nice training for your work to give you. Anyway, 13 out of 20 for them.
Okay, so the totals are as
so the
follows.
Totals are 12 for the Mitre, 13 for the Snug, 15 for the Castle, and 16 for the Pickerel, which makes that our pub of the month.
Oh, well done to them. Message from Mib. Just tuned in. Where did you say the evil women are?
Evil women?
The evil women, the ones at the station. Victorian evil women. They're long since gone.
Yes, sorry about that, Mib.
They just ran off with the students of the time.
Yes, sorry, Mib. Yes, okay, so Pub of the Year we now come to, I guess. So we've now been doing Pub of the Month for a whole year. Now, I only did 3 in January, but I've done 4 ever since. So by my maths, that makes it 51 pubs, which is rather a lot of pints.
It is rather a lot of pints, isn't it?
But anyway, I do normally have halves. But so what I was going to do was just to sort of go through the top scorers of the last year. So on 15 points, we've had January's Pub of the Month, the Tivoli, and February's Pub of the Month, the Brook. We also had in February, All Bar One. In March, Tram Depot. August, the Wrestlers. September's Pub of the Month, the Alexandra Arms, just opposite us. Also in September, the Mill. The Emperor in October, the White Swan in November, the Pint Shop in November, that was our Pub of the Month, and this month we've had the Castle. So all of those got 15 points. Moving on to 16 points, we've had March's Pub of the Month, the Earl of Beaconsfield, just on Mill Road here. The Maypole in April, the Cambridge Brew House was our Pub of the Month in April as well, and also in April, the Geldart. The Cambridge Blue was June's Pub of the Month, and then the Flying Pig was July's Pub of the Month. The Corner House in August, the Elm Tree in October, and then the Pickerel are Pub of the Month this month. Which means on 17 points, our joint tied first place, because I haven't given any 18s, 19s or 20s, because I'm too stingy
very,
for that.
Very stingy with your marking.
We've had the Haymakers, which was May's Pub of the Month, the Portland Arms, the August Pub of the Month, and the Kingston Arms, the October Pub of the Month. So,
are you going to be picking a winner from those? And how are you going to do it?
Well, I was having a think about this, and I'm really, really struggling to do it. So I'm going to wimp out and say they're all joint first place.
Okay, I guess that's fair enough. But I just wonder also, how many pubs are there left in Cambridge which you haven't been to? I don't need it down to the nearest one, but just as
a apparently about 100. It's about 150.
So that's next year sorted then, basically?
It is, basically, yes. So that's in terms of licensed premises. So if any sort of come and go, then that might change, but it's about that.
Okay. And all the pubs which we reviewed, because there has been the issue of pubs closing from time to time, they're all still in business?
Apart from the Man on the Moon.
Of course, which is now the
the Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
Yes.
Run by Jeffro. Saw him when I passed by there the other day. Okay, Dom, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, I'll be back on Christmas Day at 9 p.m.
Oh, yes, sorry. We must must do our Christmas schedule duty here.
9 p.m. with the highlights of Cambridge Rock Festival.
3 hours of that as well,
isn't
there?
3 hours of that, yes. We had squeezed 150 hours of music into. We did a lot of recording that weekend.
That's pretty good. So, we had a good time there as well when we were bringing this programme from there. And a really good schedule all the way through Christmas Day. So do have a look at our website, cambridge105.fm. You'll get all the details, including Dom and Mike at 9.